they even won't steal my phone for Lagos traffic. I think Bagadang. I think Bagada traffic
it was just like she was
I didn't settle for it too, bro.
Yes.
Wow. Hello and welcome to 20 Somethings Rant Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Fortunes, self-acclaimed spokesperson for 20s. Here on the podcast, we talk about everything bothering us as 20 somethings, from the good to the bad, to the wins, the ups, the downs, and everything in between, without discrimination, judgment, or prejudice, with a goal to build a community of 20-somethings who are empowered to be their best selves, live their best lives, blossom, while staying connected and learning from one another. If this is your first time here, welcome. And to returning listeners, welcome back. So let's delve right in. It's another episode of 20-somethings Rant Podcast, and as always, I am your host, Jessica Fortunes. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. This is 20-somethings Rant Podcast, and we talk about everything bothering us as 20-somethings. And to my returning listeners, welcome. I love you, and I do hope that you enjoyed the last episode. So in today's episode, we're talking about friendship. Yes. As an adult, you'd understand that making friends is way harder than they were when we started out as children. Like, as a child, you could be friends with anyone, you know, like literally anyone, from people you went to school with, to people you're in church with, to people you meet on the streets, like any and everywhere. But as an adult, it's like, no, do I really want to be friends with that person? Do I like that person? Do they compliment me? Are they my kind of person? Like, it's a whole lot around it, and it's way, way harder. So today on the podcast, we're going to talk about friendships. I have with me two friends. They'll be talking about their journey. They've been friends for over a decade, and they're going to tell us how they did it, how they've done it, how they've grown, and what has made them sustain that friendship. I'm here to learn, because tell you the truth, my friendships, I mean, I do have friends. I have good friends, but I don't think there's anybody who I have had such a close bond with, like, for decades and decades. So today I'll be learning from these beautiful people who are in the studio with me today. Hey guys.
Hi.
Okay, so it's a new episode of 20-somethings Rant Podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Jessica Fortunes. And today I have with me some really, really beautiful ladies. I'm so excited to have them here. I have with me Adesua. Hi, Adesua.
Hello, Jessica.
And I have with me Gabriella. Hi, Gabriella.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. I don't know if from their voice you can see how beautiful they are, but they really are cute and the studio is filling it. Anyways, I'm excited to have them here. And today on the podcast, we're talking about friendship. Yes. I've known Gabriella and Adesua for like a while, since I think 2012 when I joined. Were you in Progressive when I joined? Providence, sorry.
Yes, I was.
You were. So yeah, I think I joined in 2012, and since then I've known them, and I think they have been friends from then on to date. And I'm like, whoa, how did you guys do this? Because I know that friendship is hard work. Like, it is hard work. And for you to be able to transition from a friendship of childhood when you're in secondary school, through university, through now working and still keeping that same friendship, I'm like, how did you guys do it? So I'm in the studio today with them, and they're about to share with us all the ups and the downs and everything in between. But before we go into that, I'm going to allow them to kind of like introduce themselves. So I'm going to start with Gabriella. Tell us about you.
Okay. Okay. So before I start, I want to correct you. We've actually been friends since 2009.
Oh, wow. Way longer.
Yes.
Rav. Okay.
So my name is Gabriella. Like Jessica said, I'm a digital marketing specialist. I work for a fintech company here in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm in Texas, yes.
Yay! Okay, thank you. So Adesua?
My name is Adesua. I recently graduated med school. I'm specializing now in cosmetic surgery.
Wow, that's interesting.
I know, right?
Yeah. Wow, that's really, really interesting. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you guys have been friends since 2009. So tell us about that. Who remembers the story?
I think we both remember the story.
But wow.
Gabriella should take the lead on this one.
Okay, so tell us.
Okay, so I joined Providence in GS3. 2009, yeah. So, and I think we became friends after our French teacher, Mr. Kelechi, insulted me in class, saying that my handwriting looked like that of a Falconizer. So that was like where we met and became friends, because I was sitting down like right behind her in class and she was laughing at me and I was like, who's this one that is laughing like this? So then after that we talked and over to you.
Okay, so okay. I think we're in the hostel together. Like the story she just told, like, I really don't even remember the story, but like it's very, very typical of me to laugh at something like that. I'm not gonna lie. So we're together, we're in the hostel. Actually, it started with four people. Yes, I don't know if I should mention their name.
Izo? We don't mind. I mean, we like all the gist.
Okay, so it was Gabby and I, Temi and Ayo. So we used to call ourselves Taga.
Right. Yes, I like yes. it.
And we'd read together, we'd do basically everything together. So we had very different personalities in the group. There was like Temi, who was quiet, reserved. There was Ayo, who was Ayo. And there was Gabby, who was like a mix between the two. And then there was me, the life of the party. Yeah, like it was all over everywhere, right? I feel like we created a balance. We're similar and different also. Or I think we fell out a little bit later. I wouldn't know why. Or I think Gabriella should tell us about why we fell out.
I don't think I know why, but I just feel like it happens in friendship, right? Like you go past the relationship, so to say. You meet new people. Some people don't, you know, relate to you anymore. Because it's not like childhood. We're all innocent and everybody was just there doing their things. Although I'm not going to lie, I'm sure some of us did not even like each other, but we're just forced to be in that friendship because we're in a hostel setting. And then there is always a Adeswa that likes to bring everybody together, well, even yes. when we do not want to be in the same space. So I think things happen. New people joined school, right? New people joined us in SS3, SS2. Mm-hmm. Some people bonded more with other people. Yes. And then that was how it happened. So I really don't, it's not like we are holding it against them or anything. It happens.
But I remember them though.
I know. And I was going to ask actually, like, how did you feel? Because it's one thing, I think people don't talk enough about when friendship breakups happen, because everybody's like thinking about relationship. But it hurts when a friend, you know, you're in a group. I can imagine that you wanted to form a whole thing. So how did it feel?
A little too much. I think the whole drama like was intensified when Temi and I were running together against each other as social prefect.
I remember that. I was also going to contest in that and I gave up. I was like, no, I'm not going against Adesua.
Mr. Cornelius, I remember him. He was very notorious and mischievous. I think he purposely put both of us together, knowing how close we were, and one person was not ready to drop out for the other because your parents are going to be like, oh, this is going to be so prestigious. You shouldn't do that. You should contest. You should wait and see it true to the end. So I think it happened. Tammy was also contesting, right? And then we'll have conversations and I will try to tell her like, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. If you win, it's cool. If I win, it's cool. But like I had been in the hostel way before she came. And then there were so many juniors, so many people who were going to vote for me rather than Tammy. But there were some seniors who liked her and was helping her campaign also. So I think it just brought a rift that we never got past after that. Yeah, because I would always still try to go to her room, try to talk to her, try to do things, but I wasn't getting the same vibe as I was.
I think we should also talk about or mention that I was in the middle of all this because I had two friends.
We're going to come to that, but I want to know how you felt, you know, like, did you ever have to like talk to her about how you were feeling, like, all of that?
Yeah, as much as I would have wanted to, I didn't even know it was something that we should talk about. Because like understanding friendship at that point was not, it's not like how I understand now. Yeah. Now, of course, like we can have conversations, like say anything. But then like in my own little way, I would just try to cheer up and tell her that it doesn't change anything if I win or if she wins. And I would even campaign for her against myself and say, Tammy, I'm going to vote for you and you vote for me. Yeah. That kind of thing. So like it was just lighthearted to me then, because I really, really liked her. I really, really liked all of us because I felt like when we started, we got along very well. But somewhere along the line, things began to change, and because everyone was realizing like they were different and stuff like that. So that was a situation that really, really hurt me. And I think I remember Ifedayo like campaigning with me, Gabriella also. Ayo was like, oh no, I don't want to get in the middle of this. I don't want to be part of this. I'm not voting for it, neither you, me, and stuff like that. But I don't think we ever got past that. Yes, that situation. I think Mr. Cornelius, wherever he might be, have ruined that friendship forever.
But you think? Do you think he was the cause, though? I mean, hold on, before you answer that, let me talk to Gabriella, who you know was in the middle of it.
Okay, so for me, right, like you said, we're young, and I didn't really. Adesua has always been like my friend, like even right before Timmy got into the picture. But at that point, when the whole campaign thing was going on, I wasn't in good terms with Adesua. We're not in talking terms.
Okay.
So I had to campaign for Timmy.
Interesting.
Right? So I had to campaign for Timmy, but I can't actually remember who I voted for, but I know that I did some campaigning with Timmy, and then when I and Adesua started talking again, I started campaigning for her. So it was a bit messy for me because I had to, God, like, who am I going to vote for and everything? And even when we sit down as friends to talk, we do not actually talk, or we could not even talk about what was going on, like,
in the group.
Yes, in the group, because of like towards the whole social whatever that it's we were contesting for. Yes. So it was just messy.
Interested. I mean, I remember I wasn't part of that dynamic, but I remember the whole campaigning thingy, and I remember stepping down when I heard you were going to be social prefect. I'm like, no, I'm not going to campaign with her. And like, she's going to win. Please, no. And then I went to another. I think I campaigned with somebody else for Labour prefect, which I won, and that was because I knew that yes, I can win you. I know my strength, you know. But yeah. So now let's go back to the question I asked you, which really was like, do you think that was the reason for the breakup in the friendship? Because I feel like many people like to hold on to one thing when in truth it could have been like
another thing. Yeah, yeah, I understand you. He was very notorious for such behavior, but I don't think his action was what caused the separation. I think it put a strain on an already strained friendship. So it was just like the straw that broke the camel's back.
So
I think that was what happened. Like a lot of different situations came up, a lot of different things happened, which I cannot remember.
Yeah.
Sure, like.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I get that part. And really thinking about it, it's been like secondary school was 2013. This is 2022.
Yeah.
So definitely things have changed. And absolutely. I believe the dynamics of being like, when you were younger or when we were younger, definitely changed. So now as an adult, both of you have remained friends.
Yes.
Now that's like the juice. Yeah. How did you guys maintain that?
Gabriella is my G.
And even knowing very well that you're not based in Nigeria.
Right.
And I mean, people don't even do long distance relationships because they're like, even despite the love, it's like, it's going to fail. I mean, even me, I'm like, no, I don't want it. But you guys managed to view the relationship despite, how did that happen?
Gabriella is easy. She's, I don't even know what words or adjectives to use. But Gabriella, like, we're very similar.
Are you?
And different.
Okay.
In the same way that we are different. Gabriella doesn't like stress. She doesn't like Gabriella doesn't want to stress herself. Even when we were in secondary school, she'll put her legs in water, like when we are reading at night. Any little form of enjoyment. For me, I'm like the rugged and dogged. I can be out on the streets, out in the sun, doing whatever it is, right? But Gabriella likes comfort and stuff like that. But we're also similar in the way that we behave, the relationships we have. When we talk about people we meet or things we do, we see how similar we think, right? So I think like that's what creates the balance. And Gabriella understands like, okay, I might not be available 24/7, but it doesn't mean I'm not there. Right? We don't have to talk every minute. Oh my God, look at what happened, right? We don't talk every day. We don't talk every second, every minute, but Gabriella knows everything that's happened.
Because when we talk, we talk.
Yeah, we talk. And we do talk. Right?
Okay.
She knows if I say a situation or whatever it is that has happened in my city, Gabriella would know. If I mention a name, she would understand immediately, like she were living there. And most of the people who are close to me there, when I mention Gabriella's name, they immediately understand who she is. I have a friend, Natasha, who I'm really close to there. She knows that Gabriella is my best friend. She is also like my really close friend there. So like there's no, I say we communicate. It doesn't have to be on a daily, right? And we understand each other. We help each other. We do so many things together. And she just makes it very easy. She makes friendship, I don't even think the friendship term is good enough anymore. That's my sis.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's yeah, so sweet.
That's how I feel.
Like, Gabriella, how you feeling? I'm blushing for you.
Blushing. Okay, so yeah, there's that. And Adesatsu is also like very easygoing. She understands me. She understands my person. I understand her person. So I think the first thing in friendship is actually for you to understand who you are dealing with, right? Mm, understand the person's flaws, understand their goodness, understand what they like, their dislikes and everything. Understand the type of conversation they like having, you get. Like, you win people by that or from that. So I just... And I'm a very observant person. So, like, I come into the room and I look around, I observe, I see everything. So I know the type of person she is. I've gotten to understand and I've gotten to also know how to deal with her, right? There are conversations that Adesua doesn't like having, or she doesn't like having as it hurts. You have to, like, let her calm down. Then you have...
Fair. I think you have the discussion with her. Sorry, I'm not cutting you off, but, like, I'm very short-tempered, right? Or I tend to be, especially, like, when I get irritated very, very fast. And Gabriella is, like, the calm person. If I were to be in such a situation and I'm muttering under my breath, right? Gabriella is not going to take an offense because she understands that it's not in relation to her. She will just free me. 2 minutes, I'm done. I'm over it. Ah, guy, I'll find out. I'll go talk. You get that kind of thing. So, like, other people would not understand that side of me. They'll be like, this girl, she's so proud. She's so this, she's so that. Meanwhile, like, that's not how the story goes. I think understanding is very key.
Understanding is very key. Yes. So, that's one. Yes. And then, secondly, we go way back. I know her mom. I know her dad. She knows my mom. She comes to my house. So, like, even if we have a strain in our relationship, I feel like our parents will drag our ears. They will hold us by the ear.
Very true.
She gets, I know her brother, she knows my brothers. We've had things to do with each other and everything, business, whatever.
Yes.
So, like, all those things hold us together. So.
And the friendship is ever evolving.
Mm.
Yeah. Whatever stage it is we're in life, that's we take that along with us. So it's not just like a friendship of foolishness. No shade, right? You don't always have to talk business with your friends and that, right? But, like, it's an all-round thing. We can be friends and talk about business, whatever new ventures we want to delve into, whatever it is about work. I don't get the tech thing, right? But at least I understand a little of her terminologies when she's trying to explain what's happening at work. You understand? She doesn't understand medicine and stuff like that. But, like, when I'm trying to explain some things to her, She gets it. So, like, we're invested. Like, I'm trying to learn. Oh, this is what she does. Okay, if Gabriella talks about this, I can relate to whatever it is, no matter how basic, no matter how small it is. So making that little effort to learn the person and where she is in life, to know what's happening, like how her space is at that moment, is very, very key. So it's not just about calling, hey, Gabby, how are you now? How far? You need to understand, like, what's happening in that person's life at the moment. Is she in a relationship? Is she not? If she were to be in a relationship, how would she feel? Things like that. So I don't have to be there, but at least I can put two and two together and know, like, okay, this is how this is happening at this moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we evolve together also. There's no one leaving the other person behind.
That's a very, very important thing you said there, because you see that some friendship, people leave each other. And sometimes it's not deliberate, because you think you're really just trying to put your career in order and somebody else is not interested in that. They're probably interested in something else. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard for you to drag them along. Yes. So eventually, you guys just let go of it.
Just a little effort.
Yeah, so I think it's very interesting that both of you actually evolving together and holding yourself
very different
together.
Things. She's in
true.
I'm in medicine. Right?
She's in marketing. You're doing meds. Like,
you understand.
It's like a different world.
Very, very different. But, like, we can relate to each other's world.
Because you're interested.
Yes.
And because you want it. And actually because you want the friendship.
Yes, you have to keep the interest.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
That's the most important thing.
Very, very.
Shout out to all the guys that made us,
interesting.
Like, keep this friendship, because we always talk about our relationship and talk about what the boys are.
Please, if we don't talk about them, what else are we going to talk about?
But raggedy ass boys, but then
also I know that you know, you're not in Nigeria. Gabriella is here in Nigeria. Gabriella, don't you ever feel like lonely? I mean, interesting that you guys can talk, you know, but you want to go out sometimes with your best friend. You want to probably cry in the arms of your best friend. You want to shout and scream with somebody, but she isn't there. So in those moments, do you have, like, other people who are your best friends, or what do you do, really?
Yeah, definitely. I have, like, other people too who are my friends or who are close to me, but It's never really like Adesua, but again, shout out to my boyfriend because he's my everything. He's my best friend.
Caramel. Hello, Caramel.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just cry in his arms or hug him in place of Adesua.
Right. And Adesua, you, I know that you were even talking about the whole community thing, which you do not have abroad. So how do you deal with that?
I have a friend, Natasha, right?
Yeah,
Natasha was like, everything you explained, right? And I had to let her know that there's Gabriella in the picture. No. So we don't get things confused. And Gabriella also had like close friends. We decided, okay, we have people that we talk to and we do things with, but we just know that like, it's not the same. And even if we didn't have that explicit conversation, like if we didn't say explicitly, it's not.
Sorry. You guys had an explicit conversation. Like, you're my bestie, well, you're my best. Nobody's stealing you. Is that what you're saying?
Girl, yes. I told her. I was like, this is the worst.
Oh, wow.
On your wedding day, girl, you know what it is.
Wow, I love it.
That's gonna be me.
Wow, like, wow, nice.
Yeah, so like we tried, we're friends with other people, but it just didn't feel like home. It just didn't feel like Gabriella.
True.
Do you understand? Like, I don't have to talk too much. Gabriella already knows. You feel me? Like, she already knows what I'm thinking. She already knows what is happening. Like, I don't like talking so much. Do you get? I have a friend, Natasha. She helps me like so many times when things were not going okay. But she was my senior in school, so she graduated before me, moved to a different city. So things were quite rough at that time. But like, I would always call, would always do video calls, hours and hours and hours on end. Do you get? But now,
thank God for technology.
Right, thank God for technology. Shout out to, who do we shout out to?
Zuga Boy, Zach,
Steve Jobs. Yeah. At this moment now, I think like, I would also say my boyfriend is doing it for me. He's very, very, he's everything.
Well,
I don't want to talk about I don't want to say too much. But Eniola is an angel. He listens to me, he comforts me, he understands me, chastises me, everything, right? And he loves Gabriella. So like both of them get along so well, which I was like, this has to happen. Like, of course, you have to get along. So I'm happy that they do. So Eniola, he has his part, the things he does for me, right? Emotionally. And Gabriella has hers also. I wouldn't interchange because, you know, there are some things like you wouldn't want to say to your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. And even when he's messing up, he's like, right. Gabriella, come and see what he's doing.
You feel me? So I feel like there's a balance there. Gabriella is Gabriella. Like, we can say some things, share some things together. And Eniola also is, it buffers it, it helps.
Interesting. I like the fact that you both, you know, have people outside of this because I can't even imagine. In fact, we've been talking about the good. Now I'm thinking in my head, where are the fights? You cannot tell me that in your years of friendship, you have not had fights. So tell me like your biggest fights.
I'm not going to lie to you. Honest truth. I can't remember any scenario where we had a major fight.
Right.
Maybe in secondary school, but like
maybe because we're always at each other's faces.
Yes. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes. But like I feel like the distance has reduced the whole. Yes. And now like I always want to talk to Gabriella. What can she possibly do that will vex me? Maybe she doesn't pick up or she'll say, I don't reply, which I know I'm guilty of. But like, I always make up for it, right? So even if she wants to be mad, she cannot be mad for long, right?
True.
Because like, maybe you can just see lunch on your table and stop vexing for me. You understand? Yes, stuff like that. So like, I always try to make her feel that I am thinking about her, I remember her, and I love her. You understand? So like, I don't feel like there have been major drama, like very messy or stuff like that, apart from the whole secondary school kind of thing. And maybe that's thanks to the fact that there's the distance.
I think
that's what
a blessing and a curse.
Yes. And I think maybe the closest to that would be Gabriella getting upset with me because
about a boy.
Yes.
Oh, tell me.
I was in a very ragged ass relationship, right? And Gabriella would always advise me and always talk to me like, leave this person, leave this situation. It's not good for you. It's bad for you because like, I was really suffering and stuff. But I'd be like, okay. And then the next day I'm a depressant. So Gabriella got very, very frustrated. And she was like, girl, if you marry this person, I'm not coming to your wedding. In fact, I'm not talking to you forever. And I was like, What? Okay, bye.
She's making it seem easy.
Okay, you tell us the story. Tell us about it, Gabriella.
It wasn't by, like, I mean, for 2 years, I had to tell her to leave this person, and it was like stretching, and I was tired.
Yes.
I rather had to get involved because it was just messy. Details we can't share, but
yeah, that's fine.
But
what did that do to you, though? I mean, how did you feel? I mean, you're her best friend, seeing her in a situation that you did not like. How were you? What was going through your mind in that moment?
I wasn't happy that I wasn't there to like. Okay, I understand. Yes, it's not easy to see meet Nigerians where she is and everything. Mm. And if you meet somebody, you want to hold the person, but this relationship is toxic.
I don't even think it was about holding that person. I just feel like I met that person at a very young age and I was very impressionable. I don't think there was anything special, right? I just think then I didn't have the friend. That was, I think, when Natasha left, I didn't have friends as such. So that person was also my friend. That was the person like I would see every day, which made it hard. I feel like if Gabriela, if I was there,
she wouldn't have.
Hell no, I wouldn't have remained in that. Hell no.
So that was where my frustration was coming from. Mm-hmm. I can't be here to actually, you know,
and drag her.
To drag her out. And you're talking to this person and he's twisting the whole thing and making it. I'm like,
yes,
bro.
You have to go.
You have to
go. But thank God all of that is done with him.
Yeah. So was her threatening you to, you know, leave? Was it like a factor in why you left?
Well, kind of.
So that means your friendship, you guys have like impact in what each other person,
yes,
the other person is doing.
I knew she was being honest with me. I feel like something that both of us have and I really love that distincts my relationship with Gabriela is the fact that we are able to be honest with each other. Without the other person being upset about it, right? I can tell her the truth. Like, I don't have to sugarcoat. I don't have to make it seem pretty. I don't have to put it. I can just say it as it is. And she knows that it's the truth. And me, at that point, I knew that I was fucking up. I knew. It was something that I knew. And I was just finding a way to come out of the situation. I knew, like, this shit is, like, excuse my language. I knew, like, it just had to go. It just had to stop. And it was, like, it really pushed me to put that situation into perspective and think of so many things and come to the conclusion, like, I have to stop this thing, like, once and for all.
Yeah, because I was like, if you don't stop, I'm going to stop talking to you.
Were you serious about that?
Yes, I was actually dead serious.
Because
I was tired.
Yes.
My phone was blowing up every minute.
Yes, like, yes, yes.
They even won't steal my phone for Lagos traffic. I think Bagadang. I think Bagada traffic
it was just like she was
I didn't set to fight too, bro.
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So when she left, eventually, how did you feel? You're like,
really? We're very relieving.
Yeah.
And we still talk about it and laugh.
Yes, yes. I don't even know why I was in such a space for so long and doing that to myself. But I just feel I was young, I didn't understand much, and I just did not have the courage to leave. But once I did, that was it. I never looked back.
Interesting. I love you people's friendship and I love, you know, listening to both of you. And I feel like I could go on and on talking to you guys about your very unique friendship. I mean, I envy it. How do you guys actually feel? I feel like people envy you people, right? I mean, it's like, what you have is like unique.
Wow.
Yeah.
They can have this kind of friendship too.
Is it? It's not easy,
and
though.
I feel like there's no jealousy between us. Another factor. Most of my friends feel that I've had people who were really close to me and we fell out on graduation day. We wouldn't even take pictures. And I still don't understand why till now. I wouldn't even say it's jealousy or anything else because I wouldn't want to think that low of them.
Gabriela is not talking, but she's talking.
Yes, I feel some things are better left unsaid. Like, it's just so crazy. Everyone is looking at Gabriela. I'm like, girl, yes. Move forward. Let everyone see you. Yeah. Step into the spotlight because that's my girl. I'm confident enough in who I am to celebrate Gabriela for who she is. Most people who have been friends with us don't have that.
They don't have that.
They're not confident enough. They feel like, oh, look at this girl.
She's stopping my life.
Yes, she's going to steal my man. She's going to do this. I think they're just projecting because if they were to be in our shoes, those are the things they would do. That's the simple explanation for it. And like, you don't even have to do anything, Jessica. It's so crazy. People will wake up in the morning and not talk to you anymore. What did I do? Nothing.
No idea.
I'm just blocked. I just wake up and I'm blocked. Why? Oh, because my boyfriend was staring at your picture. Bro, who showed him the picture? You did. And said, this is my friend. So that's like their insecurity. Like, I've gotten blocked so many times. Like,
blocked. I've gotten unfriended. because so I went to the mall with this so-called friend, and a guy stopped me to talk to me, and he didn't talk to her.
Yes.
We got into the decent Uber on our way home.
It's so crazy.
Really, we're
it's
going,
very crazy.
Hi, what's up? And she wasn't talking to me. Mm-hmm. And I got to the hotel. That was it. Till today, friendship is dead.
What?
Because somebody is stopped me at the mall.
Trust me.
I'm like, my mouth wide open.
Trust
like
me.
But did you try to like, girl, sit down? What exactly is wrong? Because I feel like if it was Adesua giving you that attitude, mm-hmm. you would have made an effort, don't you think, though?
She won't even give me that attitude.
Okay, you trust her. You trust her enough?
She would not. Really, she would not. Because I've also been in the same situation with this person and someone stopped you. So why are you trying to, you know? Why are you getting mad? Why are you getting angry?
Do you get?
So it's just...
I always tend to make a joke out of most situations, right? If something is happening and the spotlight is on somebody else, not me, I don't get agitated.
You shouldn't, really.
But most people do. I don't get jealous about it. I'm whining, finest. Hey, I want to be like you. Teach me
exactly.
Now. Which sub did you
get?
You have to be confident. I feel like people that don't think of themselves as anything are the ones who get upset because somebody else is looking.
As much as we are all for female supporting female, yes, I think we should also talk about these things, like yes, the underlying
jealousy.
The jealousy is crazy among female friends. And just,
especially jealousy without cause. Let me put it like that. Jealousy without cause.
I feel like that is a whole topic. That's a whole topic though. But then you guys probably plan, have you guys gone on outings, girl trips, all of that? Or you guys are still planning it?
Well,
because I want to see pictures and I want to see videos.
Trust me. I would end Instagram one day.
I know, right?
Yeah. We have a girls trip plan. We haven't actively gone on one, been on one, because every time I'm in Nigeria, like my, it's sad, but my friends are very, very limited, right? Mm. And because I live far away and it's so much harder to plan things like that. I feel like if we're to be in a different setting, would plan for a different country and things like that. Mm. But as far as Lagos is concerned, I think we've been to most places, most chill places.
Wow.
Looks like Amala. So back to back. We're eating.
I love it.
Some really chill places.
I love it. You should, because I'm going to be there hyping it. Like,
I know.
Really, well done, Greg. Yeah. Like,
can I say that?
Okay.
I was very impressed. I think I remembered during the NSAS time, you went to protest with the placard. Never forgot that image. I was so proud of you. I was so proud that I knew somebody who was actually standing up and doing something about it. That's very commendable behavior. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. It's been amazing listening to you guys. And like I said before, I could go on and on listening to you guys. Because in fact, without you guys, now right now, I want to say, what one word do you have for people when it comes to friendship? Because a lot of people, you know, want to do with friendship, but I feel like having listened to you guys so far, mm-hmm. there's a lot of things you've said that have like that just made so much sense. But I'm going to give you the opportunity to say it again, and also, you know, talk to people who actually, before we close up, do you think that there are things you would probably not have done or you would have done? Do you feel like, now this is to Adesua regarding Gabriella, do you feel like Gabriella plays a huge part or a huge role in some decisions that you've made? Do you feel like you would not be here? Because I feel like sometimes you want to do certain things and you need a friend and you don't have that as an adult. So do you feel like she is filling a void in your life that is very impactful,
in fact,
and that without her?
She's filling a very, very, very big void. Like, if I want to make like life-changing decisions, I know like I can make them myself. I'm an adult. I can deal with the consequences and whatever. But I always want to hear her opinion about things. And I asked her. I had a very, very big, major decision to make one time like that. And I asked her, I was like, girl, do you think I'm ready for this thing? Do you think I should do this thing? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm going to make this decision based off of what Gabriella says. And she told me, if you feel like in your mind, right, how does it feel like in your head? When you're done doing this thing, how are you going to feel like? And I was like, I'm cool with however the feeling is. And she was like, then do it. And I did it. And I don't regret it. It's not something I think about now. And I'm like, oh my God, I wish I didn't. So like, I feel like the ability to give each other great advice or push the person to see a different perspective to whatever it is that I'm asking her about, I really, really appreciate that.
And so now, Gabriella, regarding the Adesua, you feel the same?
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like you don't say a lot. She's the one, like, she okay. So it makes your friendship very beautiful
right.
to watch. But now, okay, so people listening and they want advice on how to have something like what you guys have managed to build over the years, You said 2009, so like over a decade now, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So what advice would you give?
I would say
I know.
Intentionality. You have to be intentional about the person you want to be in a relationship with. Okay, so I also want to mention that really, like, after secondary school and after university, you really don't make much friends again.
Mm.
It becomes hard to actually make friends, right? It becomes very hard.
No new friends.
In fact, really, I think I'm suffering from that. No, I have friends.
Did you get
that's the thing.
Don't trust your co-workers.
Don't trust them.
Don't trust them. I don't have co-workers, but don't trust them. I don't trust them that far.
I love you all.
Okay.
Yeah, so it becomes really hard. So intentionality is important, really. So if you want to be friends with somebody, make sure you're intentional about the person. And please, 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 if you're going to be jealous of the person, or if you are jealous of, don't go into a relationship with that person. It's not going to work.
Mm.
It's not going to work. It's just going to be a disaster at the end of the day. Like the one that happened to me a few months
back. Right.
All right. So I did so to you.
I would say the same thing Gabriela said. Being intentional is very important. Listening to the little details and trying to put together how the person's mental space is. And I feel as human beings, first, before friendships, you should be confident in who you are, right? It's going to really tell a lot in the way that you can keep the friendships. If you're a person who is not confident, any little thing that like, happens with the other person, you're swayed, right? Mm-hmm. Your emotions are moving left and right and your like for the person is being suppressed and then you start plotting and scheming and stuff like that. But if you are confident, and it's jealousy is a normal emotion. That's the thing. I'm not going to say anyone is evil and wicked for being jealous. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself being jealous, I like this girl's hair. Gabby, where did you get your hair? It's that easy. You can talk about if you want to foster a very, very close relationship with somebody, I feel like you should be able to communicate with the person no matter what it is. Just like in relationships, romantic relationships, how they say, tell your partner everything, everything and everything. Friendships too shouldn't be excluded.
Of course.
Don't keep things in your mind. Everybody was just talking to you today. Oh, Mona, you. You understand? Subtle remarks like that. Okay, don't worry. When we are going, I would show you how to maybe dress better or do your makeup better or whatever it is. The person also would be willing to do something to help you. So it doesn't always have to be malicious. Mm. Being jealous, I think that's Igbo song, right? Somebody who envies is not being jealous. He just wants to get that level up. Also, I don't really remember how the saying goes or whatever. So I wouldn't chastise you for being jealous. But the thing is, when you're being malicious with it, right, and you're being envious and like you're plotting and this person and then you're blocking and unblocking and stalking and doing you don't actually need to, just be whoever it is you are, and like you will shine. Everyone has the ability to do that.
Yeah.
You don't have to try to be someone else, right? I think that's
bringing people killing. Down
yes and then that. You say different things, backbiting and gossiping. You really don't need to do that. I think that's what's killing girlfriends actually in Nigeria, or they're fighting over men. Yeah, there are 1,001 men.
There are plenty of fishes in the water.
There are many black people, dreadlocks and nose piercings, okay? There are so many boys. You can meet anyone. It doesn't have to be the one that your friend is with. Yeah, take your eyes off. Like, you don't have to be covetous also. I feel like it's just our characters, right? Fostering great friendships is you working. You have to work on yourself and be confident and know who you are and try to understand that person and understand their persona also. Just like Gabriela does, she knows like when I'm being angry and irritated about little things, it's not about her. I'm not being upset at her. I'm not frowning because of her. I'm not muttering under my breath because of her. She knows like, okay, let me just free this girl. Let me just give her space or let me just give her food.
And then she does that too.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm. So I'll just watch for a bit. How are you feeling now? How are you feeling? Always checking, like, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? Yeah, that kind of thing. So I feel like if we make changes, intentional changes to ourselves, to our behaviors, I feel like being in friendships is easy.
Yeah. And also appreciating each other.
Right.
Very key.
Yes, letting the person know. It's not just like, oh, I have a problem, I'm calling you, you're giving me the advice, and then I'll free you again for that 6 months.
Do you have another problem?
I have another problem. Yes. No. That's not okay. You have to make your friend feel appreciated, make your friend feel loved. Gabriela, where are you at? What are you doing? do you want lunch? Or stuff like that. Little things like that will make the person know that you're thinking about them.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be grand gestures.
It almost feels like you guys are in the, you know, I mean, like, everything you're saying is like, well, it's like a love relationship.
Right?
Like, it's so
but
beautiful.
That's what friendships are about.
I know, right? Yeah. It is.
Love, attention to their romantic relationship.
Mm,
and then they
do.
Leave their friendship in the mud.
Yeah.
And then they are so, I saw one video on Insta, right? If my man calls me and I'm with my girls, I'm running over to his place. Bro. Relax.
I know, right?
You have your guys. Okay. If I'm chilling with my girl, if
I feel like your man should
even
say chill with your girls.
Do you get me? If it's not an emergency, I don't have to go running.
Mm.
Do you get? You knew I was coming to see my girl. This is girls' time. Like, some girls put their, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to put your romantic relationship over, but they just don't pay enough attention. They're always watering the romantic relationship while they leave the girl friendships to die, to wither off.
Mm.
They don't feed it. They don't do anything for it. And they just meet each other. Oh, how far? We snap pictures. Mm-hmm. We go out to eat linguine pasta, creamy pasta, drink Lagos Island mojito, and we call it a day. No substance whatsoever.
Yeah.
So everyone's really, I know how the way Nigeria is, the girls want to get married, all this kind of thing. So it's easy to neglect your friends and call them only when it's time to fix your front house and stuff. But that's not enough.
You're throwing shades, black girl.
It's not enough. You have to put the same amount of work in your friendships also. It's very, very, very important to make the person feel loved, appreciated. No hate, no whatever. The person can always come to you with things. Not, I won't tell her this, but I know she could be vexed. If you tell her that kind of thing now, she's not the type of friend I tell that. So your friend shouldn't be afraid to tell you. And which brings me back to being confident.
Mm.
Right, yes.
So. Wow, like you have so much words of wisdom on this friendship thing.
I know, right?
It's like you could basically become a friendship advisor. Actually,
I have so many friends, like, so many acquaintances. I know so many people. I'm outgoing, social. I try to be. So, like, I'm just talking out of my experience with different people that I've met.
Mm-hmm. You feel like I cannot say a lot about friendship. Doesn't mean I don't have friends, but I'm not very... I think I'm very introverted. I can know people high, but I'm not very...
Yeah.
Which is a good thing and a bad thing because some days too, you want people. So yeah, it's interesting hearing you talk about this. And me, I'm sitting down here thinking to myself, oh my God, I'm taking notes down. Like, I need to do better as a friend because sometimes you actually realize that.
People say love and relationships are hard work. But to me, I understand them. I understand when it says hard work, where I feel like, to me, if I love the person, it doesn't seem like work to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to do it.
To do it,
because I know it makes them happy. And whoever it is I love, seeing them happy is like, that's what I live for. Yes.
Oh my God, that is what is there a space for friendship in your life? Come and be my friend.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't it really, really amazing talking to you?
Yeah.
But we have to go, guys. Oh my God.
I really actually had the best time.
Yay.
This was so way more fun than it should have been. It seems illegal to have this much fun.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Thank you so much.
When I was inviting you, I told you, I was like shooting my shot. Like, let me just try.
And I was telling her that we should do this. It's like help the friendship. I need to look back to this day and laugh.
I know. We should definitely take pictures of this.
We have to. I had the best time, to be honest.
Thank you so much. It was amazing having you guys. And so, guys, that's it on today's episode of the podcast. I hope that from listening to Adesua and Gabriella, you've learned a thing or two on how you can be a better friend, because it's very easy for you to say, oh, my friend is not doing that. But what are you doing? It seems to me like both Gabriella and Adesua are putting in the work to make sure that they have a beautiful, beautiful relationship. And I'm here just looking like, wow. Okay, until next time. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed listening, don't forget to drop a review and rate on iTunes, Spotify, and Jamit. Also, you can join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag 20somethingsrand, or follow on Instagram at 20somethingsrand, or send an email to 20somethingsrand@gmail.com. Until next time, I remain Jessica Fortunes. Bye-bye.